Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We are picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at the finished work of the cross and what that actually means for us. And so we pick up where we left off. But in John 19, the Lord, when He gave up the ghost, He hung His head. But just before He did that, He said, "It is finished. It is completed. It is done." Basically what He's saying. And so we looked at what that means in a few instances, and we're going to continue looking at what it means, but we want to join and pick up in the service right now and see where the Lord's showing us and taking us to. In Jesus' name, let's join the service.
And John 14:6 says, what does John 14:6 say, church? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman comes to God the Father excepting through and by me. You can't get to God without going through Christ. You need to settle that in your life. Any of you watching, you're concerned about this, you're not sure this is true, study the Bible, ask God to reveal it to you. If you've got that analytical mind that prove everything to me, I used to be that. Thomas used to be that. Most people are that, you know, prove it to me, show me. But you know what? God did show me. Because I asked Him. And once I received what He was showing me, things changed. I started to believe. And now I believe my way into success, into victory, into good health, into family, into all the good things that God has. Amen. And so when Jesus said it is finished, it is done, and He brought the solution to the sin problem, He justified us at the cross. And as we receive salvation, then life abundant begins. You see, when Jesus said it is finished, it is done, and He gave up the ghost, justification came. And God now looks at us when we receive Christ, no longer the way we were before we received Christ. That's why it says all things have passed away, all things have become new. When you receive Jesus, you become a brand new creation in Christ, not out of Christ. In Christ. Now, when God the Father looks to see if you're worthy for heaven, He looks for Christ in you. He says, oh, there He is. Come on up. Enter. It sounds simple, right? It is pretty simple. It takes theologians to confuse us. We go too deep sometimes, and we start taking the truth and trying to make the truth sound better. Truth is truth, man. Jesus lived and died that I might live. I receive it. Let me go. Amen. Amen. Why argue with brilliance? Why think you know more than the Word of God? Wow. We get crazy. And so once you receive justification by receiving salvation, you now start to live that life that He said in John 10:10, I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. I want abundant living. How about you? Or do you want to just get by? You don't want to have enough funds to pay for your children to go to college. You want to be sick with every passing sickness that comes by. You want to have disaster in your marriage. You want your children not to serve God. Is that what you want? But when you receive Jesus Christ, He promised, He said, I've come to give you life, spiritual life, but also physical life more abundantly. How do I know He wants to heal me? Because He took the stripes on His back. And He said, with these stripes on my back, you're healed. How do I know He wants to prosper me financially? The Bible says that Jesus Himself, He hung on the cross. He became poor so that I could be rich. Why would you argue with good? Amen. Argue with the devil. He's the one lying to you. Oh, you think you'll really be rich? Say, shut up, yes. People argue with God rather than argue with the deceiver. Are you kidding me? And we've got education. We've got matriculants. I mean, well, that's in South Africa. We've got graduates over here. We've got university students here. We've got college students here. We've got businessmen here. We've got all these people here in the world, and they got all these brains given to them by God who want to argue the facts of salvation and tithing and healing and all. What for? That proves your ignorance. All that does is prove how ignorant you are. You know more than God. God doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, this book was written by men. Yes, it was, but 2 Corinthians 2:16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. He told us. Oh my goodness. So when God said it is finished, I'm telling you, justification came. And let me just tell you, the word salvation from the Strong's is 4991. It equals welfare, prosperity, deliverance, preservation, salvation, and safety. That word salvation means all of them things. So when you got saved, you got all the things that you need. I like the one where he says preservation. He keeps me looking young. How about you? One of the precious saints in this church said to me, she told the Lord one day, I said, I can't believe her age. I mean, she looks amazing. She said, well, I told the Lord one day, Lord, you got to be old, but you don't got to look old. Preservation. God will preserve you. He'll renew your strength like the eagle. Come on. You know, the eagle gets better and stronger as the years go by. It flies higher and higher. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't want that? Why argue with success? Amen. Amen. And there was not anything, there was nothing written that was not fulfilled and is now offered to you and me, the heirs of salvation, the children of God and the bride. There's nothing that Jesus did not fulfill. Because if he had not fulfilled it and God sent him to do it, remember, he is the Word. In John 1, we all know this, the Bible, well, we should know it by now. Maybe you've heard it for the first time today, but you'll get to know it. John 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, W-O-R-D. And the W-O-R-D, the Word was with God, and the Word, W-O-R-D, was God. And the Word became flesh, in verse 14, and dwelt amongst us. That's talking about Jesus. So he is the Word, right? And God said in Isaiah 55:11, my word cannot return to me void. Well, did Jesus return to the Father or not? Yes, he did. So that means he accomplished everything that he was supposed to accomplish. Salvation, deliverance, peace, joy, set the captive free, healing, prosperity, you name it. It's all completed. When he said it's finished, gave up the ghost, died, buried, resurrected, ascended, everything changed. Amen. You're now no longer just some poor old me. It's just little old me. It's not just little old you. If you've received Jesus, little old you, big him. Amen. I'd rather you see the devil as little old devil. Some people see the devil as big devil, small God. Oh, the devil's going to give me sickness. Oh, I'm going to get fired. And we get into that situation which we don't want to get into. The devil's not bigger than God. The devil's been defeated. He has been soundly and utterly defeated. The only thing he's got at his disposal is deception. It worked with Adam. It didn't work with Jesus. It worked with me for the longest time, but no more. I now know the Word. And the Word is the truth. So when the lie comes, I go to the truth and say, ah, the truth says this, so that's it. So that must be a lie. That must be the enemy. That's pretty simple. Amen. Amen. And so what happened was when all of this took place and Jesus fulfilled by saying it is finished, we got our dominion and our authority back that Adam had given up. See the picture? We are justified. Do you see that? And we are declared right with God. See, we were at enmity with God. We were against God. We were enemies of God. And then Jesus came, did what he did. When you receive him as your salvation and your savior, you now get justified. And God declares, you're right with me now. Therefore, my child, come boldly into the throne of grace. Not of gonna get ya. Not of hate ya. Not of got a black book against you. Not of checked off every sin in your life. No. He says, come into the throne of grace where you may receive mercy and grace to help in your time of need. Why argue with that? I'm telling you, me and God are on really good terms, first name terms right now because, well, I call him Father God. But I mean, we're on first name terms basically because I'm in that throne room all the time. Because I need God's mercy and I need God's grace every day of my life. Someone said, do I need God to get to heaven? Someone answered and said, dude, you need God to go to Walmart. Yeah. I love that. Do I need God to get to heaven? You need God to get in your car and drive down the 95. Hello. Isn't God great? Now listen. We understand we get salvation, and obviously I'm never going to finish this, but we're going to take it into the new year, and we're going to pick it up, and I've got a teaching that I'm going to bring because we can change the world. Oh, we, little old we and big old he, inside of the we, right? We can change the world. I'm going to teach you something that I learned from someone and I've added to it and everything I know I've learned, okay, from somewhere, someone. All the teaching I know, I learned from Kenneth Hagin and people like that, amen? I've learned, but then you apply it and you grow in it and you can even learn beyond what other people know. You do understand. I can preach a word today to you about what I'm preaching, and God can give you a revelation in another area and change your life completely. And everybody can be receiving things different right now. Holy Spirit can be popping in your head. Boom. Look, what about that? What about that? It's wonderful. Amen. That's why I love God. He's so amazing. He's just incredible. But now, when you look at the finished work of the cross and salvation, there's more to just being saved when Jesus said, it is finished. He didn't just come to just save us. I don't have to get into heaven, broke, my tail coat set on fire. I heard one minister say, I know I'm going to get to heaven, but my coattails are going to be on fire when I squeak in. Ah, I ain't squeaking in. I ain't squeaking in. I'm going with the name of Jesus coming off my mouth. Jesus! And the gates are going to swing wide. Amen. 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 Yeah, this is what Jesus did. In Psalm 103, verse 2, you all know the verses. He says, verse 1 and 2. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all. Everyone say all. All his benefits. All. Do beneficial. Okay? All of his benefits. And you know, one day I did a study on the word all, because I wanted to see what the word all means. I did a big study. I was in the Bible. I was in the Strong's Concordance. I was in the Webster's. I was everywhere with pages and books going around. And you know what I discovered? All means all.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. Wheelsfromtheheart.org, 561-231-0108.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times.